1986.
Here we go. It's a much depressing time. Hey everybody, welcome to Sex Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
You don't like my hey everybody? It's kind of like hey now. Hey now.
Hey now.
Hi-yo.
Hello, welcome to Static. Hi-yo.
Hi-yo. You don't like my hey now? Or hey everybody?
Hey everybody.
Hey everybody. It's Bob. Hey. Oh my goodness.
Thanks for letting us into your world for a short time. Hope you're all doing well.
Thank you for entertaining. Anyway, allowing us to entertain you for a few moments, take time out of our pitiful lives so we can have some fun.
Thank you for letting us tickle your fanny bone.
Your fanny bone?
Your fanny bone. La 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 la.
Your fanny bone, huh?
Pap, you want me to tickle you?
Speaking of fanny bones.
Let's have a roofie party.
So, this is a secondhand story I've got here.
Secondhand story.
I'm going to tell it. I'm telling the truth.
Like some country song or gospel song or something.
I'm waiting. Lord, give me back, wash Jesus. The bottom of my mug. Lord, give me back, wash Jesus. Salvation combination from above. All right, anyway. So my wife is telling me my wife and my daughter recently went to the Fox in downtown St. Louis, which is a theater. See some theater, right? And so they were there, and if you've never been, the Fox is in the grand old tradition of the you know, movie palace. It was originally a movie palace, I believe, from the Depression era, mm-hmm. just before the Depression, you know, hit, and then. And so it is this very grand theater now, but it was a movie palace. And so it was like many balconies, you know, it's all very, you know, fancy. If you imagine people going to the opera or something, this is what they would go to, is the Fox. And this is the closest thing we've got, right? And yeah. So it's all tiered and everything. And my wife and my daughter were there to go see the War Horse show. Which they said was quite good, so I don't have any knowledge of this. But, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just getting a little staticky here.
Yeah, okay. That's the whole show. Yeah.
I'm going to try a different phone. Hold on.
Oh, God. Christ. I'm just wrapping up my story. This is why he's the most annoying co-host, people.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're on the Fox, or you're not the Fox, but you're
watching. I'm not. My wife is talking about this.
Child,
so,
are watching old Cal.
There's a lot of older people who volunteer at the Fox to be ushers and, you know,
mm-hmm.
no bubble gum and, you know, mind your manners kind of people, right?
Yeah.
They got the flashlights. They're the ushers. So, and they'll take you to your seat because, I mean, it's a little fancy-dancy place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, evidently, my wife and daughter get seated. And then the old bag who was taking people to their seats starts going back up the stairs. And and okay. I guess she was taking some others to their seats. So, like, you know how you can go down. It's like at the baseball park where you go down, you go around the front, and then you go back up, right? So she's, like, dropping people off at their seats as they're going. And so she's going back up, and she gets up, and she falls.
What?
She falls backwards.
No, Nana.
And I guess the flashlight goes flying. It's like her legs go shooting up in the air. And then she, like, takes out six people. And they were really worried that somebody was going to go over the balcony because
oh my God.
It was like domino effect. This Anna. Poor old lady. So then, this poor old lady is like sprawled out. Oh, you know, have you ever seen the grape stomping video? I can only imagine this is what happened, but.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, oh my God.
This lady. So then the nurse comes, and it's an even older lady.
Hey, help you.
And she's coming down, trying to get close. Don't touch her. Oh my God. She said it was just, they just sat there and they're just like taking it all in because they didn't know what to do. But yeah, this old lady wiped out like a whole party of people going to the Fox to see War Horse. So, but you know, she was a tough old bird. I guess she ended up getting up and walking out. But
had it started yet?
No.
The performance hadn't. Oh.
No performance had started.
No, the performance had not started.
No. Okay. They don't let you sit down. If you go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
You can't go sit down again until the next act.
No.
Yes, that's how strict it is there.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is a theater.
Well, I don't give a shit. I'm going
to. Yeah, I got to drop a deuce, baby.
I gotta go.
That's what you say. You say, honey, did you fall down the stairs? Because you're Miles material. You can take a licking and keep on ticking.
I'll tumble for you. Come on. I'll tumble for you.
So, yeah, that was a secondhand story.
Secondhand
story. Or I'll do it like David Byrne. You may ask yourself, did I witness the story? You may ask yourself, did I see it with my own eyes?
You may say to yourself, my God, get that old lady walk.
Look at that. You look just like that old lady that fell. Letting the days go by. All right.
You may say to yourself, my God, I'm glad I didn't go to this shitty play.
They said it was really good, so I don't know.
It was really good.
I didn't see it. I didn't get a go.
I didn't go.
I'm too cheap to go. I'm not paying for
me
to go.
I won't spend the $10.
I won't. No, man, I don't even know how much this cost me. Yeah. It probably cost me $100. Probably.
$100 to see some crappy play? Come on.
Probably. Probably cost me. Wear the t-shirt, you know.
That's crap.
Yeah, I know.
That's crap.
Who knows? I don't even want to know at this point.
Yeah.
It was a good story, though. Old lady falling down the stairs, knocking people off the balcony. Yeah. That's pretty good. I don't know if it's worth $100, but
$100, man.
Yeah, probably. It's expensive, sure. Man. It's expensive.
I don't know. I just watch Netflix or something.
Yeah, I know. Let's see Netflix. Let's see what's in the lesbian and film selection here.
Well,
let's see.
They're getting like a lot of like really subcategories. You know, like happy lesbian films with torture. You know, or something like that.
They really have that.
No, but they're getting all weirdly, really specific categories, though. You know?
Well, Amazon's got all that stuff, too, so.
It's goofy comedies that make you pee your pants. You
know, yeah, like, well, that's good for you. You can sort on things, then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, boobies. Sort on boobies.
I wish.
See what,
I wish.
See what movies have boobies in them.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Maybe that's your next startup.
If you like swordfish, you might like this.
That's right. Halle Berry's boobies.
Actually, it's funny because I don't know why, but every time we start that damn thing up, they always show the first thing I see is the Nick Swardson's Who Farted concert.
What?
I don't know if the kids keep watching that or what, but that's like the first thing that pops up whenever you turn on Netflix. You know, like they start showing what you can watch, what recently you've been watched, and that thing always shows up.
Well, evidently, that's what it thinks you want to watch.
Yeah, I know. The very first thing always is like Nick Swardson's Who's Farted. You know?
They're getting a lot of good data on your family.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, geez. It's in the heartland.
Which, I mean, it is funny, but I'm just saying.
Here's what they want in the heartland. Who farted?
Who farted? That's a big one. That's a big one.
And you're like, no, we need to skew it toward boobies.
That's right.
Let's get the kids, please, watch movies with boobies so that daddy will get more booby movies.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I want.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I hate that the thing has like a history, too, because it's like,
yes, it does. It keeps track of everything. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no, I can't watch that.
What do you mean? You should just do it anyway.
Watch, you know, something. And, you
word
know,
of advice, don't share your logon and password with your father. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's going to be here in a few weeks. I know.
What? Hey, how did your visitors go this last weekend?
I had visitors. Yeah, I had my sister and brother-in-law. They were driving through. They don't
he's
come by very
down,
often.
Loaded up and trucking.
They stopped by, yes.
That's so, bitch. Yeah. They, somebody on the Facebook, I think it was Thomas Tate on the Facebook, had the compilation of Buford T. Justice clips from Smokey and the Bandit, which was just fantastic. Did you watch that at all?
Yeah.
I want a, what do you say? I want a ham sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's been so long, though, since I've seen that.
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
I think, wasn't there something like, when we get home, I'm going to slap your mama.
That's right. I'm going to slap your mama.
I think that's one of the few quotes I think I remember.
Oh, I love that movie when I was a kid.
With daddy.
With daddy. That's right.
I don't know if it was long as I saw that. I don't.
I want to get that bandit.
I even saw the one with Mel Burt Reynolds with Jerry Lee.
Yeah, Jerry Lee was the bandit. Was
or Jerry Reed, rather.
Jerry Reed, right, yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer.
That's great.
Well, Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
Two different people, yes. He was the bandit in one of them, yeah.
That's right. Smokey is the Bandit was the name of the movie, I think. That's right.
Well, I don't know. If it's on Netflix, I don't believe it. So I don't know.
I don't know, but I remember.
Oh, I used to watch those stupid movies.
I love Jerry Reed. That guy was a killer.
She got the gold mine.
I got the shaft.
I got the shaft.
He was on Scooby-Doo, you know, Jerry Reed was.
Yes, he was.
That's why I like him so much. Anybody who was on Scooby-Doo, they're all right by me. Don Knotts.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Huh?
Harlem Globetrotters.
Mama Cass.
Mama Cass, yeah, she was on it, yeah.
Give me a sandwich. And then Evan Costello. Three Stooges.
Were they?
Yes. They were in the Scooby-Doo movies.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And Jerry Reed.
Yeah, Jerry Reed. Go figure, Jerry Reed.
And then that's there. That to me, you've made it. If you were in this on a Scooby-Doo episode.
What I thought was cool one time was watching Super Friends a long time ago.
Dun, dun, dun. And you were masturbating to Wonder Woman in her invisible
jet.
No,
not
you're like,
quite.
If she flew over me, I'd look right at her butt.
Do, 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 do. No, they were trying to confuse the Joker or something. Robin's like, hey, we'll just use CB language, Batman.
That's right.
And I totally screwed up Joker. He's like, what?
What?
The other high-tech gadgetry.
That's right.
Let's use a CB and screw them up.
Let's
all
use
right.
a CB, Batman.
There's all a right, bear in the air, Wonder. Batman.
That's right. That's right. What do they mean? What I could it be?
Myself, the genius. The genius.
There is no bear in the air. I'm looking up there. Oh, I've wrecked my car.
Meanwhile. Was that Ted Knight that did that?
Yes, he was the meanwhile. He was the announcer for the Super
Meanwhile, Games. Back at the League of Doom.
That's right, Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom, yeah. Legion of Doom. I love Legion of Doom.
He was going, oh, Billy, 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 Billy. That's what he would do.
Meanwhile,
Billy Baroon.
What is that Batman voice? Batman, we have to go. It's like not like the manliest voice.
No,
you
know,
it's not. Like, he's uptight white dude or something. Hey, Robin, we need to get going.
Robin
sounded like
attack.
More of a badass. You know, Robin was like the badass. Like, Batman, we gotta.
Well, Casey Kasem was Robin.
Was he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, Batman got a special request here.
That's right. What was his? A long distance dedication.
From Bob LaMette to his girlfriend, Roberta.
Roberta. I've got an apple just for you.
That's right. I got a brand new key. That's what he wants to think.
That's right. You're going to wake up with only a shirt on. Yeah. No, Ted Knight was...
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to love that show.
Aquaman. Was he having a snack?
That's right. Fish sticks.
Mm. Oh, man. Yeah, I can think of all those voices, how they sound like. Wonder Woman, I know how she sounded like.
Oh, but my favorite was Apache Chief. Wasn't that his name?
That's
right. He got real big. He was great. He's just an Indian. They got giant.
Actually, I saw them spoofing that on Family Guy the other night, some rerun. He's like, well, that's all I got or something. He walks away.
That's right. That's it.
That's all he could do. He could get, like, giant. Yeah, then that's his, like, his power. Like.
That's his power.
Yeah. Yeah, Apache Chief. Yeah, he wasn't on there very much.
No, I loved him, though. I'm like, oh, he's
yeah,
cool.
I know. Like,
he's
come big. On. Can he have one more power besides being gigantic?
Oh, my goodness. Apache Chief.
That was a great show. I loved it.
Oh, I know. That was
loved it. My very favorite cartoon ever had to be Thundar the Barbarian.
That was my
cartoon right there. Ookla, Ariel, ride!
I love Thundar too.
It's Thundar the Barbarian.
Meanwhile, some cataclysmic event.
I know, but see that keys into. Because Thundar was post-apocalyptic, right?
Yeah, right.
Because they had technology that they thought was magic, but it was really technology from an age that had left, you know. And he was the barbarian, but he was in the future.
No, it was magic.
Well, anyway.
No, it was magic.
No, it was not magic. It was technology.
It was magic.
All right, whatever.
It was magic.
I, being a child of the 80s, right? So
yeah. Well,
I love post-apocalyptic shows.
I think you're a little bit older than that, child of the 80s. But yeah, okay.
What are you talking about? I guess child
of the
70s.
You're like 57 now or something? I mean, come on, Jesus.
No, I'm
46. You're a break, child of the 80s.
But no, being like this late 70s, early 80s, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anything post-apocalyptic, I'll watch.
Yeah, I love that show.
Because... It's like, do you ever watch Adventure Time? Do your kids watch Adventure Time?
No.
It's post-apocalyptic.
No, we don't watch that.
Oh, I'd like, well, my kid watches it. He's a little bit younger, so.
Yeah.
And I like that as well. It's just bizarre, though. I mean, it's got some really weird stuff. But
I like that, and.
You guys watch Family Guy 24 Hours, I forgot.
My second favorite had to
Stowey, be. Where's Stowey?
Land of the Lost.
Oh, yeah, Marshall.
Love Land of Lost. Love Land of Lost, man.
You just liked Holly. On a routine. And Chaka.
And Chaka, yeah.
Chewbacca. Chaka. That was late 70s.
Sleestack.
Yeah, we had a kid at school we called Sleestack.
Really?
Yeah, there was this kid. His name was Bob Casey. If he's ever listening, I apologize, Mr.
Oh, yeah, let's just start his real name. I don't want to Google Bob Casey.
No.
Or anybody.
He had these big, thick, like, Coke bottle glasses, right?
Yeah.
And so his eyeballs looked like, they looked like Sleestack eyes.
Yeah.
And he was kind of goofy, and he moved kind of funny because he was, like, real uncoordinated.
Yeah.
And so they all called him Sleestack. And, I mean, Sleestack. It stuck, like... glue. I mean, this guy was Sleestack from the time that show came on until he graduated. Everybody called him Sleestack.
That's not right, man.
And they would make the noise. You know?
That's not right. The Kupani.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That guy had to be beside himself with that because he would get so angry.
What was the smart Sleestack guy? What was his name?
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm going to have to look that up now.
Was it Enoch?
Enoch, yes.
It was
Miles close Jr. to
Eunuch. With Enoch. Yes.
And they had all the crystals and everything. It was all very...
Don't touch the crystals.
That's right. Will! And then Will left because he wanted to do something else and he never did anything. And then their uncle, Marshall left.
Yeah.
And their uncle came. I can't remember his other uncle's name, but anyway.
Yeah.
And it only lasted for like a season after that, so...
Yeah, that was a good show, though.
I don't think that Will Ferrell's Land of the Lost did very well, obviously, but...
I don't think it did, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not quite the same allure.
No, there. I mean, they've changed it up quite a bit, but...
I it was good.
I enjoyed it. You know,
Chaka! They had a dinosaur, too, for a while. They had a dinosaur with them. I can't remember the name of the dinosaur. It was like a little baby dinosaur that kept feeding those giant berries to or whatever.
And there's always like a T-Rex trying to get it.
Right, yeah. That was a good show. I love that show.
That was a great show. Great show.
I remember I watched all of it. The crystals, the lights, the stacks.
Awesome show. Yeah. Thundar, Land of Lost.
Yeah. Thunder. I like Thundercats too, but that's...
Wasn't there like some two-faced guy or something in Thundar? Like he had like this
little
thing that would like
spin around.
Like an evil cartoon or something.
I will get you, Thundar. Thundar, come help me. I remember that as well. Yes.
Yeah. No, great show.
Did you ever watch the... it was like Thundar, but it was like from the 60s. It was... old Hanna-Barbera cartoon. What was the name of that? Damn it. It had a guy like... It was basically Thundar, but in the 60s.
You know, I don't know.
Oh, damn it. I can't... It was like the name.
We used to get our old show. It was like really old. It was called Prince Planet. We used to watch that.
I don't know that one. Prince Planet.
I think it was like a Japanese cartoon, actually. Prince Planet. This kid had like a medallion when he wanted to change and be like, Prince Planet! He pulled it up.
sounds like your speed there.
That and Speed Racer.
Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer.
Speed Racer, he's a demon on
wheels.
Something, he's
going to come right after you.
Trixie and Chim Chim and
Pop.
Racer X.
Yes.
I'm your brother.
I'm looking up the list of Hanna-Barbera characters.
The Mammoth Car.
I'm trying to find it. I can't remember the name of this show. Damn it.
The secret cartoon that only Bob Lament knows about.
That's right. I'm probably not be able to find it. But
you won't find it. You won't ever find it. I don't know. I'm trying. I don't know.
It was really old. I liked to watch it on Boomerang. It used to be on Boomerang.
Old Spider-Man. It was an old Spider-Man cartoon there in Chicago, too. They'd show the
Banana Splits. La, la, la.
Oh yeah, Danger Island. Uh-oh, Jungle.
Uh-oh. One banana, two banana, three banana, four.
A banana, something anymore.
Yeah, I used to. I was. I told you, I was one of Flegal. I think it was the one banana split for many Halloweens because that's all I had as a costume.
You had a hair for it.
Yeah, I did have the hair for it.
Yeah, I just tie her hair up a little bit and you're Flegal.
At the time, yes. dun, 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 dun. Herculoids.
Oh, Herculoid. That's a little bit before my time. I don't know the Herculoid.
I'm pretty sure it was called the Herculoid. Let's see if I can get a picture here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure back in my day had the Herculoids.
Yep, it was the Herculoids. It was very Thundar-ish.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Xandor, Terra, Dorno, the Herculoids. It was on Boomerang. I watched it on Boomerang. So.
Yeah, the Herculoids.
It all comes back to you.
Mm.
Boomerang from Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Herculoids.
The Herculoids. No, I never saw
that. You can look that up on YouTube and watch a few. Tell me if you think it's like Thundar.
You know, I really didn't like. I didn't like Roadrunner.
Oh, I loved Roadrunner.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
That coyote's really a crazy clown. When you gonna learn that it never came?
I don't know.
Poor little Roadrunner never bothered anyone. Running down the roads is idea, having fun.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yeah, Roadrunner. The coyote's after you. Roadrunner. If he catches you, you're through. All right, that's enough of that.
Not my favorite.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
So no story from you? Is this just your story?
Well, no, I tried, I got out my 30-year-old cross-country skis yesterday.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, we had this freak snowstorm, right?
Yeah, I know.
It was like...
it snowed all freaking day, it did.
Palm Sunday, and it was like a snowstorm on Palm Sunday, which was weird. And
it was palm snow.
The kids, they
usually when
go
you say palm snow, you mean something else, but that's...
What?
Nothing, what?
No, say it to my face. Say it to my face.
I said, usually when you say palm snow, you mean something else.
Yes. Yes. So I get out my 30-year-old skis.
Were they ski worthy?
Yes. Well, yes, yes. I was not, but they were. Yes. And we don't really have a good place to go. There's like a little dinky hill that.
You can go over to Mr. Miyagi's yard.
No, that's pretty barren. I'm not going to go to Mr. Miyagi's yard. My
tiger
kids
pit.
Like, oh. Huh?
The tiger pit.
The tiger pit. Yeah, no, he doesn't have the tiger pit anymore.
Oh, okay, good. The city got on him for that one, I bet.
But, I take, you know, a carload of kids over there, which is no big deal. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to try these skis, and they take off. And, as I pull up next to this pickup truck from Illinois. It's got, like, an older couple to it, I guess.
They're laughing.
Got their grandkids in there or something. But this lady is, like, completely staring at me the whole time. As if I was Burt Reynolds or something. Like, she's just got, like, she's eye-raping me. I swear to God, like. Oh.
I don't think that's what's that. She's probably a glaucoma.
I don't know who she thought I was.
She's probably a glaucoma, and she couldn't see a damn thing.
She's going to be like, I'm Brad Pitt or something, you know. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She's like, look, that lady's going to put on these really old skis.
I look pretty good in them, actually. I look pretty good.
How would you look good on cross-country skis, exactly?
Well, I got my mojo going. You know, I got going with them.
Did you actually ski with them?
I did. Well, I did a little bit. And I go, okay, now I'm going to conquer the downhill piece to it. Okay, I'm good with flatland.
Let's watch Tubby go down the hill.
And luckily, I was out of eyesight of this old lady that was watching me. I don't know. That was really uncomfortable. I always get, like, these old people that love to stare at me.
You probably had your fly down or something.
I don't know. I get this all the time of old people that love to stare at me. I don't know what it is. Like, they're cannibals or something like that.
That's right. And they're like, I could feed off of him for 2 weeks.
At least. There's, like, a lot of chops on this guy. Look at him.
That's right. Look at that guy.
Look at the bacon. I can just see it.
That's right. It's the bacon.
I will try a small incline just to see, you know, if I still got it.
Oh my God. I thought they were cross country skis, not like
they are. Well, yeah, but you can go downhill a little, but I mean, you're not gonna do black diamonds with these things, you know. You're gonna
I don't even know what that means.
Well, for educated people, that's like the hardest hill that you can hit on downhill.
Oh, okay. Well, I never went skiing. I blew my knees out at a young age. So.
Yeah. Well, you're not educated, so you wouldn't.
I have very bad knees.
Well, that's not my problem. So, like, I'm
maybe. I don't know.
Huh?
If you would have given me a ride at college, I probably wouldn't have hurt my knees so bad.
No, that's
you had a car, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, you chose to walk that day, so. But anywho, so I decided to take on the hill, me and the hill, you know.
Yeah, I think
my 30-year-old skis, and at first I'm like, okay, all right, gravity hasn't hit yet, and I'm doing okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of gravity right there.
And then I start building up momentum. I'm like, and my legs were getting really shaky. Like, Next thing you know, I am on my back.
And you're still going.
No, I pretty much stopped. Yeah, my 300 pounds pretty much was an anchor, you know, once I hit.
You ground to a stop, huh?
I go, shit, I feel like Liam Neeson's wife, man. I just fell back and hit my head. And, geez.
I should say, you probably feel like, Sonny Bono.
Yeah, Sonny Bono. Yeah, I know, I hit hard. It's more my back than my head, but yeah, I hit hard. But, whack!
Yeah.
It happened so fast, I didn't even know what happened. It was like, whoa! Boom!
Okay.
Boom.
That's pretty weird.
But that's not the end of the story.
Oh, no. What happened? Then the old lady came and helped. Let me help you, honey.
No. Now I have to get up.
I get up. Nothing
gets
me.
That was hard.
Down.
That was very incredibly hard to get up, man. I was like, oh,
you
man.
Got it tough. I got the toughest all around.
But I did get up. I found the courage to get up. And
and that was the end of the ski trip.
Yeah, I was pretty much done up there. I did the herringbone back up the hill with the skis.
I think I wrote on Facebook that you probably looked like a...
Potato on
toothpicks.
That's probably close to the truth. Yeah, that's probably... I actually have them out on my front porch right now, hoping they'll be stolen, actually.
You're the physical embodiment of the... Of that little Charlie Chaplin thing with the rolls or something.
Yeah. I like those videos where the old guy tries to get on the pogo stick or something.
Right, that's right.
I'm that guy, yeah. Like,
you paid
except for the
it.
White hair, you know.
Yeah.
I have more hair.
Have more like Zippy the Pinhead type hair.
Yeah. But like my day is come and gone with that stuff. Like, you know,
I don't think you ever had that day. I think you just...
Well, I did briefly.
I was going to say, I think you just were in the chalet drinking hot toddies or something, hoping to score.
I used to do some cross country, yeah, and downhill.
Yeah, I know. You told me. Some
back
stories.
In the day. Back in the day, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Way back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. Go skiing with my buddies, you know.
Yeah.
Good
those
time.
Days are gone. Those
good
days,
times,
those
yeah.
Those days are gone.
Fill up the bathtub with ice. Oh, that was great. Oh, my gosh.
Is that free to get in after your aching back?
No, we pranked this one guy. He was kind of like a neat freak. Like, he liked to take like this really long, like hour-long hot shower all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we filled up the bathtub one night with ice.
Oh my gosh, there's a fight going on out in the hallway.
Oh my god. The hell?
Take it outside in the snow, kids. All right.
Man, oh man.
Oh, you know, kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we better wrap it up, I guess. Well,
I probably got to go break up a fight now, so.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I hope not everyone had to hear that. But,
I don't even know what they said. You heard
that wasn't my house, just so you know. That's at Bob and Mike's house, not at Miles' house. We don't do that at my house.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to start yelling like that, out they go.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the way it goes.
Out
you usually
go.
Leave. I got to go to Casey's.
What?
That's what you say whenever the yelling starts. I'm going to Casey's.
I'm in the garage.
I'm in the garage. That's right. I don't know. Right. Somebody got their feelings hurt out there or something, I guess.
Oh, okay. I guess getting yelled at like that, yeah.
Well, you know. It's...
Therapy.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well
that sounds good. Ski trip.
Yeah, ski trip. Yeah.